We are learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Daf Mem Aleph. We learned on the Gemara Daf Mem Beis that Rav Nachman was mechadish that when someone is koifa karel denies an entire loan, he's not moida miksas. He's chayev a shuah darabonah called shuas hesis. That means when someone's moida is chayev shuah medaraisa as moida miksas. Or if it's eid echad, he's chayev shuah daraisa shuah shomer is shuah daraisa. But if he's koifa koil, he really would derive his potter, but he has to make a shuas hesis. The first question is, my iko ben shua de araisa or shua de rabbanon? Is there any difference between shua de araisa or shua de rabbanon? Now, you could have said, and it's actually like a Rashi like that in other Masechtas, that says the difference between the araisa and the rabbanon is if you have to hold on to a chayfetz when you make the shua. We learned before, in the beginning of the parak, you have to hold on to a sefer Torah or to tefillin, you have to hold on to a dvar mitzvah in order to make the shuah. So maybe that's nafkamina. And that's what Rashi says in other Masechtas. But Zok Taisvis and other Rishonim, if this Gemara doesn't say nafkamina, it must be that they're both the same. They both have the kitas chefetz. They both have to hold the chefetz. Because why would say that's nafkamina? But the Ram brings out from Ramban that that is the chilik. And he says that still you could answer that our Gemara is not talking about tachsise shuois. We're not talking about, we're talking about something in the etzem shua, not something that's like something on the outside. That's why it doesn't say that nafkamina. The first question is, what's the difference between shua d'raisa, shua d'rabbanan? What's the ikabinayu, meifach shua, b'daraisa, mafkhinon, shua, b'drabbanan, mafkhinon, you are mafkhinon. What does mafkhinon mean? Mafkhinon means, usually shua is a schus of the nitva. The nitva is usually the one who has the schus shua. He's denying, I don't know anything, I want to make a shua, for example. Let's say Maida Miksas or Kaifa Kol, he has a schus to patter himself with a shua. So he has a right to say, maybe shua would mean he has a right to say, you know what, you make the shua. You think you're so right, you make the shua. So by the Rabbanon, you have this option of saying, I don't want to make shua, you make a shua. But by the Raisa, you can't. He can be now, maybe shua by the Raisa, or by the shua. Or by the Rabbanon, mafkhina, but why do you do mafkhina? Well, how can you say that?
Yeah.
That's the din of meifa shua. Meifa shua means that it's my schus. I could give you the schus if I want. That's what we by the rabbanim. The rice is not according to this mandem. Right. Now, really, kaifa koil, really kaifa koil is pata. Maida mixer, really, maida mixer is pata. Why should we be chayv? It's even amigo. Like I was nice instead of chayv 50. All if they don't prove it to me, you obviously don't have a star. We're talking about a case. Does not have a star, so I win. But Tari still says you have to make a shua. To patter yourself. So maybe to be a tzad, I can say, you know what? You're so sure I owe you money, you make the shua. You make the shua. So the loch is by the rabbanon, you could do mefech shua. But by the rice or not, that would be nafkamina. So the Gemara, Marbar Rash, you don't want the rice, now mefechina, you do by the rice, so what's the nafkamina? Marbar Rash, the rice, now mefechina shua. My ikibin, the rice, the rabbanon. Ikibin now, the nafkamina is meches lenichse. Do you go down and collect his from the zechasim? B'darais nachsinon, l'nichsev d'rola nachsinon. Which means like this. In a case where the guy says, I don't want to swear, but I'm not paying either. Let's say Kaifa Kal, for example. He says, I don't owe anything. So make a shua. I don't make a shua. I don't owe anything. So do you go down, does Bezdin now get involved and go collect from your zechasim or not? So by the raiso, we collect from your zechasim. By the Rabbanon, we don't collect from your zechasim because it's only to say like a gzeil d'rabbanon type of idea. And they're not might see in Balkarcha. They don't take it out from you, Balkarcha. That would be nafkamina. By the Raisa, Nachsilim, and Nichse. And by the Rabbana. Great thing, Marvav Yesi, Dom, Rabbana, Nachsilim, and Nichse. What are you going to say? So, where do you have Rabbi Yesi? The Talmud in the Mishnah. Metzias, Cherish, Shoita, Vekaton, Yeshbem, Gezel, Ben Daka Shalom. When a Cherish or a Shoita or a Katon finds a Veda, really, it's not really his. It doesn't have really a Kayach Kenyan. But Pnei Darkei Shalom, Rabbanon said that they own it. And if you take it from them, it's Gzeil der Rabbanon. Rabbi Yisrael, Gezel Gomer. It's not Stam Darkei Shalom, it's Gezel Gomer. Vom Rav Chis, it wasn't Gezel Gomer, it's not the Raisa. Vom Rav Chis, the Gezel Gomer mit Devrayim. And Lamai Nafkamina, Leitzir mit Yonim. So Rabbi Yisrael says that even by a Gezel der Rabbanon, it's called Gezel Gomer. And the loch is that you can might see B'day Yonim. You can might see this B'day Yonim. So according to Rabbi Yossi and Arsugi also, you might see the Yonim. The Gemara makes a dimion in two things. Taisus doesn't love this dimion. Look at Taisus the mask of Rabbi Yossi. It's more to the bottom. Small Taisus says Ksas Tema the Rabbanan Nami Loi Iri Ela By He the Loi Have Exil Pnei Darkei Shalom. Have a Hechad Have a Gezel Gomer Moedin Achsil Nechse. maybe like by what's arrived from there is a chiddush of Yosi, even by chiddush of the katan's gezer gomer. But who said the rabbana argue on that? The rabbana only argue with chiddush of the katan. Tais b'lai b'sher. But in any case, the gemara is asking if you have Yosi that holds that you might see even by the rabbanon what will be enough community in shuah the raisa and shuah the rabbanon ma'ika bein the raisa the rabbanon. So my answer is yikiminayu. So the halacha is like this. Let's say the guy who's made the mixas is a choshud al shvuah. So with the araisa, she connect the choshud al shvuah, afchin al shvuah. But some ayidach. There's a takan in the Rabbanon that the teveya now makes the shvuah. But the Rabbanon, since the whole shvuah is takanti, with the kanto, let the kanto lay avdinon. And you know what the halacha is? The halacha is the teveya otaka will not be able to collect, even if there's no shvuah. That means that there's a choshud al shvuah over here. And there's a choshud al shvuah, we mafchina on the shvuah by the raisa, and by the rabbanon, we leave it as is. And since the guy cannot make a shvuah, there's no dim toich sheyach l'shava in this case, then the halacha is that the fellow will not have to pay, even though he's not making a shvuah, if he's a choshud. That will be enough community to the raisa and the rabbanon. Then again, by the raisa, if the moida mixas is a choshud, so then the teveya is makes a shvuah like you might see it. By koifa akol, if the koifa can't make a shvuah, we still pater. Now, stamza, you get Tosfos Bava Metzia already asked this question: that why do you ever have that choshud al shvuah? The other guy makes a shvuah. Why don't you say matoich sheyach l'shava mashalom? Tosfos two terus. And Tosfos second terus is that you don't say matoich when the guy is ready to make a shvuah. He wants to make a shvuah. You don't let him. Choshud means you choshud he's a liar. That's not called matoich. Matoich means when he can't make a shvuah. Here he can make a shvuah. He wants to make a shvuah. And it could bet to make a shvuah. Just it's the rabbanon don't let him because of chashud. There is no dimetayich. So it comes out that by the rabbanon here will be more cool dick, and that's the difference in the rice of the rabbanon. So the gemara of rabbanon, the pliya led the Rabbi Yosi, the omer of the rabbanon nechsin al nechsei. If the rabbanon hold that you don't go to the nechassim by the rabbanon, and therefore by the shvuah the rabbanon, for example, you won't go to the nechassim. My avdinle, what? How do you force him to pay? How can you get him to pay? So the Gemara, how do you get the guy who's chayiv in the rabbanon? For example, in case he doesn't want to make a shvuah, and he's not a choshud, he doesn't want to make a shvuah. The halacha is according to Rabbi Yosi, you go pay. He has to pay. You go collect. According to rabbanon, you don't. So what do? So Gemara says, "B'sham tinalei, you put him in the chayr until he pays." Only if you don't have Rashi, that's basically forcing him. Hi, nakde bekufsei the nishkvel glimehu. You're grabbing him bekufsei in order to drop the shirt. What does bekufsei mean? Rashi says it means ochsu bebeitzov atzluyim boy atzlui talis shalav kloy ma kivin to misham tinele loyelov. This is making him the chayim forever. Ad leisle lesloch lemeches lenichsei odif mehai. This is classic being moitzi nechosu from him. Elamai avdinele. So what do you do? Amalei misham tinele ad motu zman nagde. The halacha is that Rav is Masakin, that if someone is in Cherim more than 30 days and doesn't get out of his Cherim, he gets Malkus. And once he gets Malkus, he's out of the Cherim now, but it's done. So what you do is, this guy doesn't want to pay, you put him to Cherim, and if he waits 30 days without paying, you give him Malkus, and then he's done. Nagdini Levi Shekile, let him go. You don't force him to pay. See, that's one sheet, you don't force him to pay. What do? To try to get him to pay? You put him to Cherim for 30 days, which is a lot, and then he gets Malkus afterwards. After all that, he doesn't pay, he got a ganz fine Oidish, and nothing more you could do. You can't force them to pay anything more than that. So the Gemara Vayta. New Gemara. So we finished talking about what's the difference between Shu'ud Raisa and Rabbanon, and we came out, the Nafkmina is a few, which depends which one the Yama. One of the Yama Nafkmina is Nachsin and Nichse or not. The other one the Yama Nafkmina is, if you say, by connecting Choshud al Shu'a, does the other guy get to make a Shu'a and he might see it or not? That's the Nafkmina. And we said, there might be Nafkmina between the Kittus Chepetz. According to Tosfos, both of them have the Kittus Chepetz. According to Rabban, that's not a Nafkmina, which is not talking about such Nafkminas, that's the Rabban holds. So, I'm going to Papa, hi, man, the Apik Shtora al Chavri. A guy pulls out a star on his friend. I'm like, Shtora Peruahu. The guy says, that star, I paid it. I'm reading a lay, Lav Kol Kuminach. You can't, you're not believed against a star, so still go pay. But, Amar Lishtabali, if the fellow, the nitva says, you know what? I'm saying I paid that shtar. I forgot to take it. I forgot to take a shtar, but I paid it off. You swear. I'm reading a lay, a shtar lay. The loch is, Itaka has to swear. The guy being teveya the money, even though he's holding on to a shtar, he has to swear. If the guy asks him to swear. And there's a big shaila in the Rishonim of what level the Shua has. Like Shua's Hesses, or maybe even better than Shua's Hesses. And the Afmina is, for example, if you some Shitas, an example of Kitus Chayfetz or other things. But in any case, here, the Rapapa's Mechadish, that the guy who has a star, even though he's the muchzik, he has a star, but if that guy says he paid a star, he could force you to make a shvua. Only if Achabrei the Rav or Rav Ashi, Uma Bein Zel, a pogim a star. Which means like this, we have a special halach on ksubas, that Isha is holding on to a ksuba, and she comes up to the husband after the divorce, and says, can I have my 1,000 zuz for my ksuba? So he says, what do you mean, I paid the ksuba? And she says, no, I only got 100 from the ksuba. So the halach is, since she is moida, that the ksuba is not 100% full anymore, it's not a $1,000 star anymore, it's only $900 star, she's masked got 100, then already she has to make a shvu, even though she's holding on to the star. So the Gemara's question is, every time a guy holds on to a star, we can make him make a shvu. Not dafka by moida, that part of it is paid. The whole thing paid him a star is, she's moida, part of it is paid, then she has to swear, even though she's holding on to the star. Every time you're holding on to the star, we said you have to make a shvu. So what's the chiddush of paid him a star? No, but not Pogim Star. You never let the kids Pogim Star. Pogim Star is the guy holding a star is a chayiv. It's not Moed the Mixas, that case. It's not called Moed the Mixas there. There's not a case of Moed the Mixas. There, each is holding a star. He comes to the husband and says, you owe me $1,000. So he says, I paid the $1,000. He's Kreif HaKar. I paid the $1,000. She says, you know what? You're right. You pay me $100, but not $900. So now, she's the Muxik, she's the Teveya. She's Moed, not Moed the Mixas. She's the Teveya. And she has a star. So Mechadish, it sounds like this. If she comes with a star and he says paid and you're not moiding anything, you don't have to make a shua. But if you're moiding 100, you have to make a shua. Frank the Gemara, our Gemara says you have to make a shua every case. That's the kasha. My means I'll pay him a star. Tomorrow's post the chilik. I'm the rachel reader. Rava, my means I'll pay him a star. I'm a lay. Hossam, there by star, I forget like toyin, you, tanin a lay. Anan. There, even though he doesn't ask for the shua, we say, Isha, you got to make a shua, even though you're holding on the star. Here we tell the nitva to pay. This guy has a star. You got to pay. He has the taina that swear for me. He doesn't taina swear. We don't do it for him. It's a special taina. We give him a chance to say that. If he doesn't say that, there's no shua. By pugim shua, it's automatic shua. Here, it's not an automatic shua. He has to actually ask for it. And the Gemara says, if the Teveya, who holding on to the star, is a servant of the Rabbanon, and the guy says, I paid up the star, you don't make him swear. Why not? Because it looks like you are being chashish him. You're not chashish with Talmud Chacham. Only if you're a Rashi, a servant of Rabbanon, a Shalach Limah, didn't she? What do you mean? If it's Talmud Chacham, and like Lamaisa, the guy's saying he paid the star, so all of a sudden now we let him rip people off of here? It means take the clothing off the people? Like, what do you mean? Hello. Loy mizdakin le'ladine, if I cared. We don't let him swear, but we don't let him collect either, because the guy said, "I want you to swear that I didn't pay it up." So again, we go to Chumra on Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham walks into a star, and the guy says, "I paid up the star." He can't even make a shua to get it anymore. He doesn't collect his money anymore. The Rosh speaks out that if the guy wants to make a shua, we let him. If he doesn't want to lose his money, he wants to make a shua, we actually let him do it. And if he's typhus the money, also we let him do it. But in a regular case, we don't go into Bezdin and bring him to Bezdin and tell him to make a shua because we don't want to make a chash on Shurvah Baron. On the other hand, if he wants, saying he have to pay the money then, so he's going to lose collecting the money. If he wants to make a shua, that's the Rosh speaks out. If he wants to make a shua, we allow him to make a shua.